Does the Bible forbid tattoos? What Leviticus actually says. One rare Hebrew word, one Old Testament law, and a New Testament that never repeats it. Let's read it together and hand you the pen. The verse everyone half remembers. Somebody at some point told you the Bible bans tattoos. They were probably thinking of one verse, tucked into a long list of holiness laws given to ancient Israel. Leviticus 19 verse 28. Tucked between a law against cutting your body for the dead and a warning against turning to mediums, God tells Israel not to tattoo any marks on themselves. This is the one verse the whole debate hangs on. Fair enough. It's actually there. So, let's read it slowly, in its own context, before deciding what it means for you. What the Hebrew word actually says. Hebrew, kiweaka. An incision, a cut mark, a tattoo. This exact word appears exactly once in the entire Old Testament, right here, which tells us we have to lean hard on context to know what it meant. Leviticus 19 verses 27 to 28. The same short paragraph forbids trimming the edges of your beard a certain way and making cuts in your skin for the dead, right alongside this tattoo mark, immediately before a warning against consulting mediums and spiritists. Look at the neighbors of this law. Cutting yourself in mourning rituals. Consulting the dead. These were real practices among Israel's Canaanite neighbors, marking or cutting the body as part of grief rites or devotion to other gods. Many Old Testament scholars believe this specific tattoo law targeted exactly that. Don't mark your body as an act tied to pagan mourning customs or as a brand devoted to another god. It sits inside a fence built around idolatry and the occult, not a general fence around ink. A law about a very specific pagan practice reads differently than a law about art on skin. Same page, different question. 1x, the only occurrence of this Hebrew word in the whole Old Testament. A rare, specific term describing a particular practice, not a broad catch-all category. Then the New Testament goes quiet on it. Here's the honest thing. Nowhere in the New Testament does Jesus, Paul, or anyone else repeat this command. The apostles had plenty to say about the body. They just said something bigger instead. 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 to 20. Paul says your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you, and that you were bought with a price, so glorify God with your body. Not a tattoo rule, a much larger claim about whose you are. Colossians 2 verses 16 to 17. Paul repeatedly frees believers from being judged by external, ceremonial markers of the old law, pointing instead to the substance found in Christ. Romans 14 verse 5. Let each man be fully assured in his own mind. Paul's go-to instruction for exactly this kind of question, something scripture doesn't directly settle, that sincere believers still hold differently. So the New Testament shifts the question. It's less, is ink against the rules, and more, whose body is this, and what does this specific mark say? So how do sincere Christians actually land? Better to set it aside. Given the body belongs to God, and given how much modern tattoo culture still carries occult, self-glorifying, or purely worldly signals, many believers avoid tattoos altogether. Treating 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 to 20 as reason enough for caution even without a direct New Testament ban. Freedom, held carefully. Since the New Testament never repeats the Leviticus law, and since Leviticus 19 verse 28 sits inside a paragraph about specific pagan mourning and idol marking rites now fulfilled and set aside in Christ, many believers see tattoos as a liberty issue. A cross, a scripture reference, a name of someone they lost, chosen thoughtfully, can itself be a way of honoring God in the body rather than dishonoring it. Test the content and the motive. A large number of Christians land here in practice. The mark itself isn't the moral center of gravity. The content and the heart behind it are. An occult symbol, a boastful image, or something obtained recklessly is a different matter than a soberly chosen memorial or expression of faith. Ask what it says, why you want it, and whether it could wound the conscience of someone watching your example. Notice none of these three camps is ignoring a verse. Each is weighing the same rare Hebrew word, the same paragraph of pagan-adjacent laws, and the same New Testament silence, and landing in different places. Before you book the appointment, don't let a single verse pulled out of its paragraph make this call for you. Read Leviticus 19 in full, not just verse 28. Read 1 Corinthians 6 in full too. Ask what the mark would say about you and to whom. The question was never really about needles. It's about who you belong to and what you want your body to preach. Examine for yourself. This is genuinely a matter of wisdom, question the Bible leaves to conscience. Pray it through, and if you're weighing an actual tattoo, talk it over with your pastor or the older believers in your life before you decide. You don't have to settle this alone.